Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Gracious Father of Jesus, Moses went up to meet you on that great mountain, and you gave him the commandments of life engraved on stone tablets. When he descended the mountain, he found your people had already broken covenant with you. And as a judgment against them, he smashed the covenant tablets of stone. But you, being a merciful and good God, have kept covenant with your people. You have provided us this day that your steadfastness and your commandments to us, your faithfulness never ends. You, through your Son, have written your life-giving commandments on our hearts and live in us, making them and us alive to God. You have made us kings and priests, and now we come into your courts with our petitions. Remember especially today our president and governor and all the elected officials in our civil government. May they be true ministers of your grace to your bride, the church. May they provide peace and justice in our land and the wider world. Be with our deacons and deaconesses of Oakwood. Fill them with your strength and power as they minister to your bride, the church. Remember all their sacrifices and how they willingly pour themselves out for your people. Gracious Father, there are many in our congregation and connected to our church that need a touch from you. Remember these, great God. Be good to Alan. Restore him as you see fit. Strengthen both his body and his inner man, that even as he walks through the valley of death, that his faith never waver, that he would steadfastly show forth the greatness of his God. Remember these as well. Pastor Jim, Jerry's mom Dolores, and grandson Devin, Teresita's sister Carmen, Chuck's brother Glenn, and Pastor Jim's brothers Joe and George. Bless them all as they have need. Bless your church that we might show the world your glory, especially the CRAC. Strengthen each pastor, elder, and deacon so that as they minister, they may bring forth the beauty of your bride. Be pleased with us. Correct us when needed. Encourage us as only you can. Make us to be strong in faith that your will would be accomplished through us. And now, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let us now arise and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right, and we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Represents the culmination of all of the feasts in the Old Testament, including the peace offering. And And so Jesus is our peace, and as we've talked about in our sermon, this means that we have peace with God, we have peace with each other, and we have peace within. And that is what we celebrate, rather, as we come to the table. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us of this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
I'm sorry.
We have a way in our culture of lifting up those who are in the secular realm, whether they be governors or mayors or presidents or things like that, making celebrities of them. But as I look around, and don't be shy about looking around here, as I look around, and as you look around, and as God looks down upon us, what he sees are kings and priests, and he gives to us this cup of wine, the drink for kings to accept, to rule, to reign, and to rest in him. Let's partake together. Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.